Well, we'll get started here on all these names and addresses. We're in the front room of Louise Scruggs' home. This is the morning of the 9th of September. Doyle Moore and Archie Green and Mrs. Green. And Louise Scruggs is behind me, and I'm here talking to Maybelle Carter. We're surrounded by auto harps here. As you can tell, we've got gold ones and colored ones and all kinds here. Maybelle, what I wanted to find out mostly was kind of what you have done with the auto harp. We all enjoy your guitar music, but now you become kind of the queen of the auto harps, and I wanted to find out some of your reactions on the auto harp and what you've done with it. We've chatted a bit this morning about some of the recent things that you have played and some of the recent records that you've made. We might just as well start at the very beginning. Perchance, when was the first time you saw an auto harp? Not necessarily played it, but when did you first see one?
Oh, my. I was a very small child. I can remember pulling the auto harp off of the table because I wasn't large enough to play it sitting up on the table, so I had to pull it off in the floor.
You were at the age when mothers put everything up high so the kids don't go around and snatch them off the table.